This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here to talk about that and more on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's with the Baltimore Sun. Let's welcome back to the program, Brian Wacker. Brian, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Not as good as Ronnie Stanley is feeling, and a beautiful day for the Ravens left tackle, that's for sure.
Yeah, 44 million guaranteed reasons to be smiling and walking on sunshine and all of the good stuff. But Eric DaCosta said, as you know, of course, at the Combine, this looked like a fait accompli. I'm using a fancy word there. Thank you very much. That it was going to happen. So it's done. No drama, no controversy, just a plug and play. Now what happens next? Was Ronnie in the fold or in the nest? What's next on the agenda for old EDC and the rest moving forward this week?
Well, they certainly have plenty of needs, and one of them will probably be filling in, you know, some spots along that offensive line, because with Stanley re-signing, that probably means that Patrick McCary is gone. And we'll find that. We'll get more clarity on that, of course, as you mentioned, when that period opens at 12 today and in the hours and days afterward. But I think in all likelihood, there's a very high probability that, you know, the Ravens utility knife along that offensive line will go elsewhere. Of course, they can just replace him in-house with Andrew Voorhees, who was the starter at left guard before he went down with an injury and never kind of returned to that lineup. But they'll need some depth issues there elsewhere. Look, they need some cornerback help. That's probably the next thing on the list. Brandon Stevens will get a chance to test the market and may not be back, so that leaves them a little thin at that position. Tre'Davious White could be a guy that they could look to bring back if the price is right, as Eric DaCosta likes to say. Safety, another position, of course, with Marcus Williams expected to be released. So, that defensive secondary, and then, you know, maybe some linebacker needs there. They've got a couple of free agents there as well with Malik Harrison and Chris Board. But I expect that, you know, there's probably a pretty good chance they could bring them back. It'll be really interesting. Patrick Ricard, you know, only about half the teams in the league utilize a fullback. And it'll be interesting to see if he comes back. But he has said he wants to retire a Raven. So that will, you know, play itself out here in the coming days and weeks. So a lot going on for this group, for sure.
Brian, I tend to agree. I could see the Ravens like wanting to get a veteran corner because with the addition of Metcalf, you know, you've got two big receivers in Pittsburgh now that can run. You got two really good receivers in Cincy. Cleveland's got one. So you need help there. But I can see them at 27. I think either Starks or Emmanuel could definitely be the guy there. You know, bigger safeties. Because I like Washington, but he's 5'9", and you got all these big receivers in the division.
Yes, I Totally agree. I think that covers it well for their needs. And to your point, you know, you can look at Stanley, right? One of the reasons they brought him back, of course, is the division loaded with pass rushers. Same thing now with receivers, you mentioned, and we saw how badly exposed the secondary got last season. Some of that was communication issues. Some of that was scheme and so forth. They made adjustments, but there's still a need there at both of those positions.
Now, with the offensive line, I think they'll probably try to look for a tackle that can also play guard, I would think. And you know, maybe because you got Ronnie and you got Rosengarten, and really you have no backup tackle whatsoever, like you mentioned about McCary. You know, and so if you got a guy who can come in and beat Voorhees out, if you take one at 27, more than likely you think he can beat out Voorhees, which would kind of solidify the line, because you're going into this line where you've got four starters back.
Yeah, and, you know, look, they're in that window with Lamar. I know Derek Acosta talks about always being in a window, and that's largely true. But, look, this is the time. This is a team that's on the cusp of a Super Bowl, right, or has been these past few years. And to your point, so they could look at, you know, you look at the draft, a guy like Gray Zabel out of North Dakota State, this guy who's played both guard and tackle. We sort of look at him as a younger cheaper version of potentially of a Patrick McCary, you know, so maybe they look there at 27 with that pick in the first round, depending on how the rest of the board falls. I do think, you know, corner safety, one of those two positions is probably more likely there, again, depending how that board falls, but they're going to need to find some guys to add depth and versatility along that line, because you know, they've got the four starters back for sure. And beyond that, there's a lot of question marks.
Now, the Josh Allen deal, do you think that affects – when does it affect Lamar? Next year?
Well, I think Lamar certainly next year. But I think potentially those talks are happen sooner than that, because – you know, you look at Lamar's cap numbers and they're huge after this year. So I think they need to restructure that if they can, maybe extend him, you know, one of those two options. I mean, of course, Lamar signed that 5-year, $260 million deal. And guys, the cap number this year is 43.6. 26 and 27, it's 74.665. So obviously those latter years, 26 and 27, you know, those will get sort of, like I said, either restructured or extended to lower those numbers, because those are massive numbers. But yes, look, anytime a quarterback gets a new deal, that's going to affect Lamar's ultimate contract. And look, we knew this when he signed the 5-year deal, that he was probably going to be looking to redo that deal, you know, 3 years into it. So I think that's where we're at, and it certainly will affect what kind of numbers he ultimately gets.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, joining us, Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Pad, talking some NFL. Brian, last thing for you. I guess it could be Ravens related. Myles Garrett sticking around in Cleveland. How stunned were you that that thing all unfolded? Because Friday, last time we were on the air, Haslam didn't want to talk. They were shutting doors. It had seemed as though they were at an impasse. Now it's a kumbaya. So your surprise level for Myles Garrett sticking around in Cleveland is what right now?
Look, for all that bluster of, you know, Haslam not taking that meeting and all the noise that was circulating, guys, I mean, how many times have we seen a top-tier edge rusher hit the market? Like, it just doesn't happen very often. So I'm not hugely surprised that they didn't allow him to get out of the building because, one, it just doesn't happen that much in this league. It's pretty rare. So I'm not surprised from that standpoint. And again, this is a team that, that's their best player. And you can't let your best player just walk out the door for nothing. So I'm not hugely surprised that these guys, they don't get traded very often. They don't get, move in free agency very often. So not terribly surprised that he ultimately was not moved.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.